USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. is mourning the tragic death of a black man, George Floyd, during an arrest in Minneapolis Monday night. It's resulted in the firing of the four officers involved. On a cell phone video, Floyd is heard begging for air. Four police officers were responding to a call about counterfeiting on Monday night. Floyd is pinned to the ground by a white officer with his knee on the back of his neck. People in the crowd plead with the officer to ease up on him.
Don't gotta sit there with your knee on his neck, bro.
About 4.5 minutes after the video starts, Floyd appears motionless. But the officer doesn't remove his knee until Floyd's apparently listless body is rolled onto the stretcher. He was pronounced dead later at a hospital. The FBI and state investigators are now probing the death. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there's just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Trump administration has announced they're lowering out-of-pocket insulin costs for Medicare seniors. With more on this story, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
President Trump is providing affordable options for insulin to seniors with diabetes under Medicare.
Participating plans will cap costs to just $35 a month per type of insulin, and some plans may offer it free.
Speaking in the White House Rose Garden, the president says the price of insulin is currently through the roof. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
U.S. pharmaceutical giant Merck is jumping into the race to develop a COVID-19 vaccine, announcing three separate efforts through collaborations and a corporate acquisition. Merck said it's collaborating to develop a vaccine against the novel SARS-CoV-2 virus, which causes COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpels. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A possible new coronavirus stimulus bill is in the works. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says now it is likely that Congress is going to pass another coronavirus bill to help the economic recovery.
In my view, it ought to be very carefully targeted to correct the mistakes that we certainly made in passing a multi-trillion-dollar bill in 1 week.
McConnell saying the Senate will not pass a bill that does not include liability reform so as to reassure that small business owners will not face an avalanche of lawsuits after the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Average gas prices across the nation are up 8 cents a gallon as the demand increases as America reopens. USA's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price is up 21 cents over the last month.
Average gas prices across the country continue to increase, with the national average posting a nearly 8 cent jump in the last week to $1.96 per gallon. That's 88 cents higher than a year ago, but also up 21 cents a gallon in the last month.
DeHaan tells us crude oil is up 2.5%.
A barrel of West Texas Intermediate crude oil is up about 2.5% to $34 a barrel, its highest level in nearly 9 weeks.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.